For KFAI, I'm Colleen Cowie in Minneapolis. For years, the term DIY has existed in music. Instead of signing to a record label, artists who go the do-it-yourself route will write, record, and distribute their music all on their own. Now, a Minneapolis-based record label is arguing for an alternative. Not doing it yourself, but doing it together.
My name is John Waters, and I am involved with Brace Cove and play in bands and go to shows.
John was living in Chicago and playing in local bands, but he dreamed of starting his own record label called Brace Cove Records.
At the time, it was a pipe dream, but hoping that we would release bands of our friends.
Brace Cove didn't just remain a pipe dream. After moving to Minneapolis and meeting a few new friends, John got the label off the ground.
It takes everybody to get something done, and yeah, it's more fun. It's more, like, joyful to be able to see things grow together.
That's Alexis Politz. She first became friends with John when he moved from Chicago to Minneapolis, and she's now one-fourth of Brace Cove's team. Today, Brace Cove is the work of John and Alexis and their friends Emma and Matt.
My name's Matt Harris. For Brace Cove, I pitch ideas and do some social media stuff and work with bands.
Brace Cove describes their approach as DIT, or do it together. For Matt, do it together means knowing when to ask for help.
I think it's about being vulnerable and asking for help when you need it, and what makes sense to delegate and work together.
Brace Cove's roster includes 12 bands, like Internet Dating, With Iowa In Between, Lettering, and the Minneapolis emo band Nice. The main services that Brace Cove offers their artists is producing physical media, like cassette tapes and vinyl. But Brace Cove wants to do more than just coordinating album releases and sending emails. They want to create genuine personal connections in the local music scene.
We want to offer a community and be a place that bands can come to us for, I want to say world building, but that sounds really cheesy. We don't want to just be like somebody to email and like purchase the records and then send the records to them. We want to have a community that's not just the bands that we're putting out, but like the Minneapolis music scene as a whole. So last year we did a Brace Cove showcase where we had all the bands who released music that year play. And then the proceeds of that were donated to a harm reduction service in Minneapolis, which is something that we also care about.
From hosting events like the Brace Cove Showcase and creating annual compilation tapes that show off their artists, Brace Cove looks for ways to build camaraderie among their roster. Brace Cove also connects their artists with other collaborators in the local music scene. On a brisk and windy Tuesday evening, I trekked to Minneapolis's Cedar Riverside neighborhood to visit Part Wolf, a cozy bar and popular venue for local bands. I came to see the newest addition to Brace Cove's roster, indie rock band Vile, who are wielding the do-it-together attitude to create something larger than themselves.
Anything that you can do better as a group.
That's Kate Canfield, who plays bass in Vile. She told me that the band debated whether to work with a label or self-release their debut album, Grow Up. But singer and guitar player Taylor Kramer explained that working with Brace Cove connected Vile with the collaborators that they needed to get their album off the ground.
We are trying to work with as many artists locally as possible, specifically femmes. So we had three different femme people design all of our album artworks. We have two different femme people recording two of our music videos, as well as we wanted to do a lot as much as we can with writing and collaboration and even like bakers for our album release show. We're contracting femme bakers to like make us cakes for the album release show. It's so important to get everybody involved in a project.
And Brace Cove has also been a huge help in that too, just like helping us make and solidify those connections.
Yeah, Brace Cove did connect us with one of our visual artists, so we're very thankful for that.
Beyond teamwork and collaboration, for Brace Cove, DIT means using their platform to make music more inclusive.
Brace Cove isn't motivated by money. If four straight white dudes were like, hey, release this record, and we passed on it and went with a band that was diverse, and that four white kid band blew up, all right, cool, we got jobs, we're fine. Like, that's not our motivation, and that's incredibly freeing.
None of Brace Cove's team members plan to make money off of the label, and for them, that's a good thing. Instead of working with the bands that they think will be the most profitable, Brace Cove looks for bands whose music they believe in, and they aim to showcase traditionally marginalized voices in music, like women, non-binary folks, and people of color.
When we're looking for bands, it's mostly who rocks. Being with Brace Cove means you're in it with us, and you know we want you to succeed. And it's not about making money, because Lord knows we're not.
Yeah.
We're in the red.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be there.
Young enough to think we had a plan.
For KFAI, I'm Colleen Cowie.